from the Minnesota Superior Sound Studios. It's Wisecrackin' with Winter.
Welcome back to Wisecrackin' with Winter. I'm Mike Winter, and you fucking wish you were. It's time for another fun-filled podcast. A couple things to clear up here. The podcasts are supposed to be released every Monday. And that was told to me by my friend, Nate Richie Barrister. That you got to have some kind of continuity. You know, where every Monday, my hundred of fans can look forward to another episode of Wisecrackin' with Winter. Well, I've dropped the ball, and so has my producer, Mitch. There's been plenty of times when I've had the podcast done on time, but Mitch has not put it up on time because he's busy doing stuff. Don't know what he's doing. There's also been some times where I have not had the podcast done, like today. Today is Tuesday. The podcast should have been up a day ago. And I apologize profusely. I'm so sorry. I know you all look forward to it all day long on Mondays, and then you keep checking your podcast app and it's just not fucking there, is it?
Especially for that EJ.
That was random. I brought my wife into the fun house today. She's here.
The house is so fun.
It's a packed show. I got my wife the first 15. Then after that, it is the triumphant return of the Big G. And he comes out in full force. He's like a goddamn Category 5 hurricane.
True that.
Today. But I just want to apologize for not having the podcast up on time. And thanks a lot for listening. Plus, also, there is a new way to get a hold of me. Because I'd like to start a new segment on this show where I take your emails and give you advice. Because some of you out there are too fucking stupid to make decisions for yourself. So let your old buddy Mike Winter make the decisions for you. My new email address where you can get a hold of me personally. And I will not disclose your email address. I'll just read the question and answer it on the show. So for those of you in Ireland and Germany, and Denmark, and Russia, thank you for listening. I think there's one person down under, throwing a shrimp on the goddamn Barbie.
Hopping around with their Joey.
Humping their Joeys. They're very busy with humping their Joeys and throwing boomerangs.
I said hopping, not humping.
Oh, right. Hopping Joeys. I got a nephew named Joey. He probably doesn't listen. Neither does his dad. If you'd like to get a hold of me on the podcast, here's the email address. Fucking, is it Wisecrackin'?
Yes.
Or is it Wisecracking?
No.
Well, the name of the show is Wisecrackin'. I hope I didn't fuck up this email address. No, I didn't. I'm sorry. Let's start over. It's Wisecrackin' with Winter. No G. Wisecrackin' with Winter at yahoo.com.
Maybe you should spell it.
Spell it?
Wisecrackin.
With Winter at yahoo.com. If you've got relationship problems, maybe I can help. If I can't give you the answer, I'll bring in my wife to help answer questions with relationships. If you got, you know, email me is what I'm trying to fucking tell you. Email me. I know I got a lot of friends that listen to the show and that are friends with me on Facebook or whatever. So if you got questions and you kind of want to remain anonymous, like you don't want to ask me on Facebook, Wisecracking with Winter at yahoo.com. They got it. You think so? All right. So that's that. So get a hold of me there if you need to. I had some other notes. Okay, I've done that, and I've done that. I can go over the Stanley Cup quickly. I do that with my dad in the next segment. But the good-for-nothing garbage Tampa Bay Lightning are up 2-1, and that's depressing because there shouldn't be hockey in Florida. The Cleveland Cavaliers and the Golden State Warriors are playing right now. Game 3, and I'm not watching it because I'm doing this. So I want to get this done, and then I want to get to watching that. I still think Golden State's going to win. I think LeBron James is one of the top 5 best players in NBA history. He's carrying that team on his back, much like my friend Mitch used to carry his pickup basketball or his league basketball team on his back when he would run key to key and shoot threes and not play D. There was a couple of news stories I wanted to get to before I get to the main subject here of this little 15-minute segment. Oh, yeah. Bruce Jenner.
Caitlyn.
Yeah, Caitlyn Jenner.
She's gorgeous, by the way.
You know who she looks like? She looks a lot like Jessica Lange.
I know. That's what they were comparing her to, or him, or it.
So my wife, Kirsten, who's here, you've met Jessica Lange.
Yes.
Does Caitlyn Jenner resemble Jessica Lange?
Jessica Lange's airbrushed photos, but in person, nope. She's prettier.
Caitlyn's prettier, Jessica's prettier?
Caitlyn.
Shut your mouth.
Well, I haven't seen her or him or it in person.
Why has it got to be it?
Well, because I don't know. The last I heard, he wasn't going to go through with the full transformation.
Right. He still has a cock and balls.
Okay. So.
So he's still Bruce in my book.
Okay. But he looks much better as Caitlyn than he ever looked as Bruce.
Bruce was an attractive man. And I can say that as a secure.
Maybe back in his day, but he looked all weathered up and. I don't know.
We're talking like 1978 Bruce Jenner when he won the gold medal in the decathlon. Was it decathlon or biathlon?
I don't know.
In the Olympics. I don't know. The event where you fucking compete in every track and field event and then he won the gold.
Well, a triathlon is like swimming, biking, running. That's 3.
Right.
So?
So anyway.
Did he do 3 or did he do more?
I think there was more than 3. And
then
I'm not going to bother.
It's not a triathlon.
I'm not going to bother looking it up.
Well, then it's not a triathlon, so that's out of the water.
So I got a comment on it. I don't care that he became Caitlyn Jenner. That's fine with me. It's fine in my book. I mean, he's not hurting anyone. This is his choice or her choice. And he's 65 years old, I believe. Not too far behind the Big G, but I can't see the Big G cutting off his cock and balls anytime soon.
I don't want to do that.
I don't think the Big G would be an attractive woman.
No, I don't think the Big G struggles as being an attractive gentleman. But he's always gotten poontang. You know, after, you know. While he's been single, the Big G has never had a hard time getting his. But, yeah, I have no issue with it. Good for her.
I don't have an issue with it either.
You know?
I'm just saying, like, even when you watched Freak Show, where...
What's Freak Show?
A show on HBO.
Okay.
Where Jessica Lange, you know?
You're talking about American Horror Story.
Yeah, but Freak Show.
Okay, that was the last season.
Right.
Okay.
She looked like a weathered up old rag. In that season, and she had makeup artists.
I'd married, but I'd still put in her.
Well, that, okay, great. But she's, I mean, she had makeup artists, right?
Yeah, yes.
People that did her hair. Okay. But I still think that on the cover of Vanity, that.
Vanity Fair.
Yeah, right, but whatever. You can get my lingo. Caitlyn looked way better. 99.8% better.
So you think Bruce Jenner looks better as Caitlyn Jenner?
Oh my gosh, yes. He looks similar to her, but he looks better.
Would you have slept with Bruce Jenner in his prime?
Never. He looked like a Muppet.
If you were a guy...
He had like a fake mouth, like a puppet mouth.
So you're saying Jim Henson created Bruce Jenner?
Might as well have.
Okay, if you were a guy, would you date Caitlyn Jenner?
Yes, I would if I didn't know she had a cock and balls. I mean, if I was bi or into whatever, great. But if I was a guy looking for a girl, I would date her until she took her clothes off. Then I'd hit the high road.
Yeah? You couldn't see past the wrong anatomy.
Well, maybe if I fell in love with her before I saw the anatomy, maybe I'd put up with it, but not if it was like a, hi, now look. I'd walk.
Huh. Well, okay.
That's just me. I don't care who does what.
You know what? Have you heard of the ESPYs, Kirsten? It's like the ESPN Awards.
Yes, I've heard
of them.
They're
giving Caitlyn Jenner the Arthur Ashe Award.
What's the Arthur Ashe Award?
It's an award for, like, outstanding...
sex changes?
No, apparently. Like, outstanding, just being a great human being. Okay?
Okay, I get it.
I don't think Caitlyn Jenner deserves that award.
Well, you know... He married an attractive woman. He had these gorgeous daughters.
He married a psycho.
Well, great, but,
the
you know,
Kardashian.
Whatever.
Kim that Kardashian. Is it Kim? What's the mother's name? The devil Kardashian? Beelzebub Kardashian?
What the Kim hell? Is a child.
Kim's...
As well as Khloe.
Kim's not a child. Kim's grown-ass
His child.
Woman. Well, Kim is not Bruce Jenner's child.
Well, in his eyes, he was a stepfather.
Oh, bull.
No. Okay, whatever.
What's the mother's name?
I don't remember.
It doesn't matter. What were we talking about? That doesn't matter either.
This is going great.
Yeah, it is going
as
great.
As usual, when I try to do a podcast with you.
Yeah, well.
As other things in life. We try to do them together.
Look, dollface. You wanted to be in the hot box. You wanted to be in the fun house. You're in the fun house.
No, you wanted me to be in the fun house.
For this, we're going to talk about boating.
Yeah.
Boating as a family.
So it's great, but it works better when it's not the family.
It wasn't so goddamn great until today. And
see?
Let me explain to the audience what I'm talking about.
I'm going to tell the audience.
You're not going to tell the audience
because
shit.
The control
I'm going to tell the audience.
Because
it's my podcast.
But the control freak OCD person had control, and you weren't there to belittle or ask,
I never belittled you.
Well, I shouldn't say belittle.
No.
To question what I was doing.
Second guess.
That's it.
Okay.
And it went smooth as French silk pie.
You're too far ahead. I need to get back to the beginning and explain why I'm even bothering to talk about this. Okay? So my family unit went out and we bought a boat. Okay? Had it completely rebuilt.
It's my dream.
Yep. A 1987 Crestliner Nordic.
Antique.
Well, it's a classic. I guess if boats are classics, I don't think boats... can become classics.
In my mind, it is.
Okay. It's an 87 Crestliner. Completely rebuilt from the hull up. Okay? New floor. New seats. New upholstery. New carpet. Different engine. Whole nine yards. Everything looks brand new. It's a pimp boat.
And I installed these great cup holders that Eric Nisler helped me install one. He got a blister. I didn't. True mechanic.
Why that's relevant, I have no idea. But, yeah, the boat has a lot of cup holders. So.
Because when you have people on the boat, they've got to have a place to put their drink.
Right. Of course. You can't be on a boat sober. So.
Pop, water, whatever your choice.
Oh, great. So we get this boat in the water last summer, okay? And I do 99.9% of the driving, loading, unloading.
Did.
We'll get to you. Did. You know, I did everything alone. Okay? That was last year. Then this year started in May. It went right back to the same shit. I did all the loading, unloading, fucking driving, everything, aside from one day on the river where I had my buddy Eric drive because I wanted to drink and he could handle a boat. I couldn't ask you because you refused to drive your... You own half the boat. We're married. You refuse to drive the goddamn boat.
Right, because relaxation on a boat means I get to drink and I get to sun and I get to lay.
And I get to stress out.
You're the man.
Because you get to second guess every single move I make. I take the boat on Prior Lake predominantly lately. I don't like Prior Lake.
I do. Grew up there.
Whatever. So we're stuck on this lake all the time. And I don't like Prior Lake. There's too many boats on it. There's too many...
teenies?
I don't care about the teenies.
Well, today.
I don't like all the no-wake zones. I don't like all the fucking rocks.
No-wake lake.
It is no-wake lake. It's too busy, too many rocks, too much bullshit. So I took my wife, daughter, and mother-in-law and her boyfriend out the other day. On Prior, a.k.a. No Wake Lake.
Nightmare.
Nightmare doesn't begin to sum it up.
Sum it up.
Because there's 700 boats on that lake on a Sunday. So there's a lot of waves on that lake. And my mother-in-law's boyfriend can't take a lot of waves because he has a bad back. So
he's had surgery on his spine.
Then don't get on a fucking boat.
Well,
right?
He loves the boat.
Yo, he doesn't love boating. If I had a bad back, there's no goddamn way I'd be on a boat.
I'd take a pain pill, I'd have a few beers, and I'd be on.
That's you, but not this guy.
But that's the thing. Before he had his surgery, he did like to boat.
Allegedly.
Have a little boat.
Okay. Well, all right, I'll concede.
Agree to disagree.
So, okay, he had a boat. Allegedly. So I'm driving up and down this Prior Lake, and there's a lot of waves, so I'm, you know, having to take the waves. And
wait, you forgot to say that my bro and his family were there.
I'm not going to get into your brother. Your brother's listening. Eric.
I know.
It's a good time for a commercial. If you have a need to have your car towed, to have your car towed, to have your car worked on, head on over to Burnsville Towing. Burnsville Towing in Savage, Minnesota. Look them up. They're on the internet. Burnsville Towing here in Savage, Minnesota. My go-to guys. I get a problem with my car. Burnsville Towing. I get a problem. I gotta get my car towed. Burnsville Towing! You gotta come get me! My goddamn car's broke down! They'll come get
you. You have a problem with your boat? Can you meet me at the launch and help me out?
Hey, my goddamn boat's stuck in the lake! Burnsville Towing's gonna come. They're gonna get your boat.
Because
they're gonna get
you out of the lake. It's like if you take a movie and you fast forward it, that's how fast they work.
Fast.
Like,
good.
You can't even move that fast unless you fast forward it.
Reliable. Burnsville Towing. Give them a call. So, back to the show. So, we're on the lake, and they're bitching about the waves. This my mother-in-law's boyfriend's bitching about the waves. And, you know, I can't blame him.
No. He's giving my mom a look, and my mom is bitching about the waves.
And then I'm getting shit from you. Slow down. Slow down. You're going too fast over the waves. You're going too fast. Oh, we're going too slow. You got to open it up. You got to open it up. Okay, now watch out for the no-wake zone. Watch out! The no-wake zone!
And then my brother's on.
Her brother was with us in a different boat.
And we grew up on boats, so we're like all about it.
They grew up on boats watching other people fucking drive. They didn't drive the boats.
My brother did.
They rode on the goddamn boats.
My brother got to. I didn't.
Right. Oh, anyway, your brother is a fine driver, but he kept cutting in front of us and making
waves. Thinking it was fun because we used to love that back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Which created more waves for me, which created my mother-in-law's boyfriend to complain about the waves in his back. So the whole thing, to wrap it up, was just a nightmare. And my wife, there was many times where my wife, who was sitting here, second-guessed me and said, you're not doing the good thing. And I said,
that's what wives do, honey.
And I turned the boat. I turned it off. I turned a boat off. And I turned it off. And I said, you know what? You drive.
He got in the other seat.
You drive.
I didn't drive.
It's your mother. It's your goddamn mother's boyfriend. You drive the boat. I'll sit over here and watch you get screamed at. But she wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't move. I said, well, just float it into shore.
So I didn't enjoy boating at all. Until
today.
Okay? Now, I told a lot of friends at work that my wife was taking my boat out. Our boat.
And apparently Jorge had second guessed.
Jorge didn't. I made that shit up.
Okay, George, we still like you.
I did. You know, I told my friends, my wife is going to take my boat out today. Or our boat. I keep saying mine. Ours.
It's more mine than yours anyway, but we'll say ours.
Okay, our boat.
Just don't say yours.
She's going to take our boat out. So, by the end of the day, how much does a new engine, a new lower unit, and a new propeller cost? Because all that shit's going to be destroyed.
Nope.
On the bottom of the lake. I thought my boat was going to be at the bottom of
Prior
Lake.
You just said my boat.
Our boat was going to be on the bottom of Prior Lake. I'd have to go get the sheriff's department. Hey, how much does it cost to take a boat off the bottom of the lake? But it didn't happen.
No, because I know what I'm doing when you're not there to second guess me.
Okay.
What?
So today, my wife, who I'm very proud of, who I'm deeply in love with, who has heard all the podcasts, picked up the boat, put the boat in the water on her own.
Wait, I want to tell it.
You want to tell it?
I'm so proud of myself.
This is going to wrap up the segment. So go ahead. I'm going to leave the show to you.
Oh, goodness.
So go ahead and tell the public if they don't tune out. Remember, the big G is coming up. The big G is coming up.
Oh, because I'm going to be boring.
Well,
got to hang on.
The big G is coming up. Hang on for the big G.
So,
all right.
I'm a teacher. I'm off for the summer. And I said to my husband, I am going to do this on my own. Because when the weather is nice, I'm going to use that damn boat. So, today, nice and hot, Emma, my daughter, invited one of her best friends. And her mom dropped her off. And I'm like,
you guys cut the shit. I mean,
no,
like, get
I'm
to
gonna
it.
Do it. Here we go.
Get to it. Nobody
okay,
cares about that.
I drove
that.
To the storage unit, which, by the way, I will say, I back up perfectly every time, but I've never gotten the trailer on the hitch. In fact, I had to call Mike a week ago and say, the boat just fell off the car. Can you please come and help us get it back on? I did it today perfectly.
That was a fun day.
Yeah, it was a fun day. But you know what? Today I did it. We drove it to the lake. And I did try to put it in one time with Mike watching me. And it was a nightmare because what did he do? He decided to walk to the other car.
We're talking about what happened today.
But here's
you
the
have
thing.
A limited amount of time. Just
well, whatever.
Get it out.
Little
I'm eating my
podcast.
Crow sandwich right now. It's delicious.
Okay, here we go. I went to the storage unit. I got the boat on perfect, one try. We went to the landing. I got it in, boom, one try. Emma and her friend, they got out. They held the ropes. And I pulled out. I parked it perfectly. I ran down. I got in, started it perfectly, which I've had trouble with before.
A little overuse of the word perfectly. I mean,
no, perfect. That's OCD needs it perfect. It was perfect.
All right. Okay.
We took off and we went for a ride. We parked. Oh, and never mind this. I blew up the tube and I hooked up the ropes and I took the girls tubing, which Mike always said, we can't do this. This is going to be too big of a job. Let's wait. And then we tubed. We pulled it in, we went for a ride, and we swam, and then we even went to the Knotty Oar.
And we're getting to the end?
Yep. I went to the Knotty Oar. I even drove it right up. And we were able to jump out, tie it up. We got popsicles, water. Then Mike says, I'll be there in 15 minutes. We drove back. I pulled right up. He hopped in. He's like, I'm not driving. This is all your thing. You take on.
When did I start talking like Dizzy Gillespie?
No, you start talking like Mitch Hagerud.
Sorry, Mitch. All
right. Sorry, Mitch. Anyway, so then we drove, and of course, once Mike gets on the boat, for some odd reason, the dark clouds come, the storms, the rain. And then I'm like, you can drive us back, but you're not taking the boat out. So I backed in, we hooked it up, I even parked it in its damn spot at the facility.
Which is at a hard right angle. It's not an easy parking job.
It's not. And what did Mike do? I can't trust her. I'm going to call. Emma's going to answer. I'm going to say, she's what? She's parking the effing boat. I'll be right there. Just as soon as I get it in, who pulls in? Oh, my God, you did it, he says.
Yep, and that is the end of the story.
I'm awesome.
You are awesome. I love you.
Good and you job. Were proud of me.
Yes, very proud.
Now, all summer when I'm off, I can take Emma and any friends or any of my female friends out on the boat. Don't need Mike.
Let's not go fucking crazy. All right. That's it for this segment. Thanks for listening. Coming up next, we got the Big G. You like the Big G, right, dear?
Yeah, he makes me giggle very hard.
Stay tuned for the Big G. Thanks for listening.
Hello, friends. It's time again for Sports Chat with the Big G.
Yeah, I'm so proud of myself.
Brought to you by Twisted Catering.
Bing, bang, bing.
Balloon sculptures made and delivered with care. Shoot them an email at pwood282003@yahoo.com. The very best in balloon sculptures.
Well, why don't you care about the Stanley Cup?
I don't. I watch it, but I don't know nothing about hockey to be talking about.
Well, most people...
Or do I even care? I watch a game too, but I get even bored watching it for more than a half hour.
Oh, the hockey playoffs have been pretty exciting this year.
Yeah, I watched the last half hour or so.
Of what?
About NASCAR. You can watch the last 40 laps. That's the only time it's good with NASCAR.
Well, you can watch the Blackhawk games, and they're good the whole game. They're nice and they're fast, and the Blackhawks are amazing. You don't like to watch Taves? Number 19 for the Blackhawks?
Hell no.
He scored 2 goals.
I don't even know who the fuck it is.
Jonathan Taves? He's like their center?
It's another hockey player to me.
Well, what about Patrick Kane?
Don't make shit, Mike. I don't know players. I don't care that much.
Well, just watch 19 and 88 in the Stanley Cup.
Right.
In the Stanley Cup final.
I'll be glued to the TV watching them.
You'll be glued to the TV watching them kick the shit out of the Lightning.
Yeah, we'll see.
4 games. 4.
Yeah, right.
You don't think so?
4 games.
Well, you just said a second ago that you're not a hockey aficionado.
Well, I know it's going to go 4 games.
What do you think? How many games do you think it's going to go?
6.
6, and you think the Lightning are going to win?
Then Chicago will go back home and hire another new coach.
That was the Bulls.
If they lose one series in Chicago, you're out.
No.
Look at basketball.
No. Well, no.
Look at basketball. Bulls lost, so what they do is fire the fucking coach. It ain't him that lost. It was a goddamn team.
I talked to an insider with the Chicago Bulls who told me that... what was the name of the coach again for Chicago?
Okay, I don't know.
I forgot his name.
I know. Well, I know who it is.
He made a lot of questionable decisions that management didn't agree with.
He didn't get along with the fucking big wheel.
That's what I just said.
That was his problem. That was his problem.
Yeah, he didn't get along with management at all.
Well, wait till Heiberg, or whatever his name is, from Iowa State gets there.
Hoiberg?
He's got a temper, too. He'll tell him where to head in, too.
He's the mayor. They call him the mayor of Iowa. He's not that old. He's like,
I think he'd be good for Chicago, but they better hang on to the shorts because they're going to go for a ride. He's a believer in fast offense.
Fast offense or pass first?
Very
offense?
Fast offense.
Fast offense. Fast
runs
break.
The ball.
Well,
that's what his college team in Iowa did.
Yeah, and
run.
You don't think
I have to move fucker? Chicago can't run no more.
Well, they got a pretty young.
So I look for Chicago. We drafted a lot of young players.
Yeah. Well, they got Rose. They got the point guard that's still pretty good. But
fucking
what?
Rose is old.
He's not
he was hurt half the season last year.
He's got bad knees.
Yeah, well, that's old. You can't put up with that very often.
So you think the Chicago Blackhawks are going to fire their coach? I think it's Quinville or something like that or whatever it is. You think they're going to fire him if he loses the Stanley Cup?
Final? No. If he loses this year, loses next year, he'll be gone. Actually, Chicago is.
Well, he's already won two cups.
That's a big fucking city. You don't play ball, you don't win, you're gone. Thank you. Hire a new football coach all the time.
Well, they've had the same coach for a couple of years now.
2 to 3 years. This will be his third year.
So, what about the NBA finals? Who do you like? Do you like Golden State or do you like...
I think it'd be close.
Seven games?
Yeah. I like Golden State.
Because of the, what do they call those two guys? The Splash?
Martin.
The Splash?
Well, the kid that won the most valuable player.
Yeah.
He's a good ball player.
Curry.
He took a hell of a bumper on his bush.
Stephon Curry. No, he didn't get hit. It was the other guy. Thompson took an elbow in the eye. Ended up with a concussion.
No. Curry went ass over T-Kill and hit his head on the goddamn floor.
Yeah, but he didn't get hurt. It was Thompson.
He got a concussion out of it.
No, he didn't. Thompson did.
Yes, he did. He took him to his doctor and said it was a concussion, but they let him play anyhow.
Well, the other guard has
a
concussion.
You can't hit your head on the goddamn hardwood floor and not get a concussion.
Yeah. Wow.
He just can't do it. And he's so tired.
He's young.
He just can't do it.
He's young. He'll bounce back.
Your head don't bounce back. No, and he may bounce off floors.
See, you don't even realize it, and you're doing a segment right now.
Yeah, but I really got to go.
You might as well do the last minute. What do you think of the Twins? How long are they going to hold on to first place?
By beating the other teams.
Right. Well, how long do you think they can keep this up with what they have for talent?
To the All-Star game.
To the All-Star game, then the wheels come off?
I think so.
Well, that's when that new pitcher comes back, though, right? Santana. Yeah. He'll be back next year.
He can help him.
He's not?
No. They'll give him a couple wacky tobacco cigarettes and he'll be long gone again. Oh, yeah, I like that stuff. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
That isn't why he got suspended, though, was it?
Yeah, he got suspended for drugs.
I thought it was for taking performance enhancement drugs.
That's not drugs. That's
well, that's well, not pills. Marijuana. That's a lot different.
They can say whatever they want. They ain't going to say, oh, my baseball player on drugs. They ain't going to say that. They're going to say it's medical, man. What, you think they're stupid?
He got tested. It was a performance enhancement drug. I could be wrong. I don't know. I don't know the whole story on that.
It must have been a prescription one, but the doctor had been in trouble. It was something that he got from a buddy or through a friend or whatever. He wasn't supposed to have it, in other words.
What do you think of Torrey Hunter so far this year?
I think he's fantastic.
Yeah, he's done a lot for the clubhouse. He's performing.
Yeah, he got the only hit tonight so far.
So, they're in Boston. Do they sweep that series, do you think, or what's going to happen there?
They'll win 2 out of 3.
So, they'll take the series.
I
and remain in first place.
I don't know if it's four games. They saw yesterday. You got one today, two tomorrow. Yeah, I think you'll take two or three. Whenever there's a doubleheader, they nine times out of ten, it's a split. Usually, nine times out of ten.
Well, you believe it or not, you just did a sports report. I recorded it.
Yeah, I'm so proud of myself.
People have been asking about you again. You got your fans in Denmark that you
got
to keep happy.
Yeah,
Germany,
I got your fans in Denmark.
Australia and Ireland. You got anything to say to the people out in Ireland that are listening?
Yeah.
On the Emerald
Tune
Isle?
To a better radio station. That'd be my advice to them.
Who do the Wolves pick?
Huh?
Who do the Wolves take with the first pick?
I think, I don't know, the kid out of Duke, I would guess.
Is it Okafor? Or is that?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it's Okafor.
He's a little better defensive player.
Yeah.
They need a defensive player.
But I heard that he doesn't want to play here.
Well, who gives a shit? You get drafted, you don't have a choice.
That's true.
He either plays here, he doesn't play, period.
Like your guy, Adrian Peterson, who showed up for workouts
today.
Yeah,
I'm so proud of that. Just sent chills through my spine.
Did you break down and start crying when you saw the press conference?
Oh, yeah, I was so happy. I was total anguish all the while he was off.
How do you think fans are going to take that the child beater is back? Do you think he's going to be welcomed with open arms, or they're going to boo him, or what do you think is going to happen?
I think it's water under the bridge. You got to let it go, Jesus Christ. You can't keep harping on stuff like that. Or you go get the old football player to beat his dogs. He went to jail for it.
Right.
They let it go.
Peterson never went to jail. At least Vic served time. AP never went to jail.
Yeah, that's what a good lawyer would do for you.
So do you think Vikings fans are so stupid that they're willing to overlook what this guy did to his kid as long as he's going out there and rushing the football? Well,
that's right.
That's all that matters.
Let him get beat half to death on the ground. That will be their satisfaction.
That's good enough. As long as he's
that's
going out there and running the football, who cares,
every time
right?
he runs it, just beat the shit out of him.
You think that's going to happen? You think there's going to be some cheap shots?
I think it's going to happen. I think people are going to zero on to that.
Would you like to see that or no?
Sure.
You think he deserves it?
Earn your money, pal. You got $12 million last year and you didn't get it. Now you're going to get $24 million last year and this year. And then he put down a jersey job yet. So goddamn right, beat the shit out of him.
Did you read what he put on Twitter?
No. He's a moron. Every writer in the newspaper said he was a moron. He should open his mouth only when he yawns. That's the only time he should open his mouth.
That's a good point. Yeah, he doesn't seem like the smartest man
I've ever
seen.
He should be a congressman for the many stupid things he says.
So do you think he has any right to be mad at the Vikings management,
no.
Minnesota fans, or
no.
the NFL?
How can you have ill feelings about somebody that paid you when you don't even work? How can you have ill feelings for that?
I don't
to
understand
me, the
either.
The Vikings should have given him a goddamn dime.
They should have just cut him?
That's, well, I don't know about cut him. Traded him. I would have traded his ass.
I think
I came to Texas.
I think they explored those options, but they couldn't get enough for him. I think the most they could get was a third or fourth round
pick.
No, nobody
gave him. There was a good point right there. They tried to get rid of him on the draft, and nobody offered shit for him. So that must have been a little bit of indication right there.
Well, that, and I think they would have restructured his contract and paid him a lot less if he would have been traded.
Jesus Christ, Santana.
What's going on in the game right now? You got the Red Sox game on. What's going on?
No, they're still zip-zip.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Santana, he would run down the goddamn base. They turned it to, and he more or less walked down there. He's batting last. He keeps screwing around, he's going to play his ass on the bench.
Or back down the AAA?
Well, I don't know where they're sending him, but he's got the most errors of anybody on the whole goddamn team this year, ready? Plus, when you don't hustle down to first base, our new coach won't put up with that bullshit.
Molitor's not having that shit?
No, he will not put up with that shit. No coach should put up with it. You get paid, think, fuck, you run your ass down to first base.
Mm-hmm.
You never know. He won't us walk down there. He's going to get his ass ripped for that one.
Do you think...
Okay, I got to go. I'm really fucking you.
Yeah, one last thing.
For a half hour.
Yeah, one last thing. Do you think Molitor had a word with Maurer before the season about not wanting to play every game and kind of being a pansy?
No.
You don't think Molitor had a one-on-one chat with Maurer?
No. Out of mutual respect, he wouldn't do something like that.
Do you think Maurer deserves a lot of respect?
No, I don't. So, but a lot of people do.
So you don't think...
A coach won't do that. A coach wouldn't do that to a player. That's more like degrading.
Maybe
I'm sure he didn't try to get hurt
maybe
on purpose,
it.
But he... He's a good jolt in the ass what he needs. Maurer didn't do that. He wouldn't do that.
If you were the coach of the Minnesota Twins, would you have sat Maurer down and said, listen, I need you to play every day?
No, that ain't the way you go about it.
How would you have gone about it?
What you do is you sit him down and don't play him. Then he catches on.
Yeah, doesn't management get mad if you're not playing their...
Well, yeah, if you're paying somebody $25 million, you'd be a little pissed that he's not playing.
Right.
It's up to Maurer. He's got the goddamn talent. He's just sick of losing. Maybe he might turn it around here if they start winning more than what they're doing. He might turn it around all by himself.
You never know.
He's batting 279 with
he's playing
30
first.
RBIs.
Yeah, how many home runs does he have? Zero?
He never was a home run hitter.
Yeah, but now he's playing first base, so he ought to be nice and rested. He's not behind the plate.
Well,
we
got two other guys hitting home runs.
Plouf and who else? Dozier, the second baseman?
Yeah, two of the best in Florida. I think they're two of the best in major leagues.
Yeah, Plouf is really turning out. He's all of a sudden decided to play defense.
They're not even paying him $1 million a year.
Mm-hmm. Well, they'll want more.
They're not even paying. Oh, when his contract comes up, when he's done being this, you got to play like 4 years in the majors before you can really arbitrate to get the big bucks.
Mm-hmm.
When he does, his paycheck's going to jump over $10 million.
Plouf or Dozier? Or both?
Either one. They're both will come in about the same time.
You don't think they'll just let go of Plouf and bring up that guy from AAA?
No.
Big third
No,
baseman.
Baxter, no.
No, that's Buxton. There's a guy that plays third. I forget the guy's name.
They let these two guys go. They're morons. These two guys, these both have really good talent.
Well, they're the Twins. They don't like to pay. Well, they'll pay one person, and that's it.
Okay, that's been great. God, good talking to you.
All right. Well, thanks for being on.
All right.
We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Mitch Helgerud, executive producer of Wisecracking with Winter. On behalf of Mike and myself, I want to thank you for listening and subscribing. For all the Apple users out there, you already have the podcast app, so subscribing is easy. But for the Android people out there, it's a little more involved. So go to getwisecracking.com and click on the link to subscribe to the podcast.